Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our eighth installment on Megillas Esther. Mordechai makes the point to Esther that she needs to go into Achashverosh. This could very well be the reason she was made queen by Hashem in the first place. And she acquiesces. She agrees to go in. And she says to him, Lech knos es kol ha-yudim ha-nimtzeim b'shushan. Gather together all the Jews that are found in Shushan and let them fast for me and let them daven that everything should go well. So a point made by a number of the Mefarshim, I saw it in the Sefer Yosef Lekach, is that there's a classic idea that the sin that the Jews committed to put them in this mess in the first place was attending Achashverosh's grand feast at the beginning of the Megillah story. There might have been certain kashrus questions that they weren't as diligent about. Maybe the whole attitude of attending the feast was not a good thing. Maybe it was improper for them to attend. It's a whole discussion. So it's very interesting. Esther doesn't just say, go gather all the Jews and tell them to fast for me. Esther says, gather the Jews of Shushan. And so many of the Mefarshim suggest that Esther felt that the key behind the Jewish salvation here would be for them to be misaken, for them to repair their sin of attending the feast. So specifically, the Jews of Shushan, the ones who attended the feast in Shushan, need to be the ones to fast as a merit of reminding themselves how much they believe in God. It's interesting. She says the famous quote, Kasher avadati avadati, which seems to mean something along the lines of, if I get destroyed, I get destroyed. In other words, I'm gonna take a risk by going into Achashverosh and hopefully it'll work well. Hopefully it'll be all right. The Alshech and many others say that the Pshat and Kasher Avadati Avadati is the same way that I've already destroyed my body, in the sense that my body has been given in this marriage to Achashverosh, who I don't want to be with. So too, I'm risking my entire life now. And the Alshech makes such an interesting point. Esther was absolutely prepared to die. Again, we know the story so well. We're familiar with the story from such a young age. It becomes almost fairy tale in our minds. Esther was absolutely ready to go into her death. And that's the greatness of what it is to be Moser Nefesh, to risk it all on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It's a powerful thing to think about. It's interesting that the next pasuk it says, "Vayavur Mordechai," and normally it would be translated as Mordechai went ahead with the plan and he communicated to the Jews what they should do. It is interesting, and Mefarshim point out that the same shoresh for Vayavur Mordechai is to be over an avera, to violate, to commit a sin, and this lends to the idea that actually the days of fasting were Pesach. And Mordechai went ahead and instructed the Jews to fast, even though it was Yom Tov. A fascinating medrash. Esther says to Mordechai, you know, it's Pesach, maybe they shouldn't fast, but you have to realize, if there's no Jews, there's not going to be matzah tomorrow either. In other words, our lives are at stake. The fasting is the absolute thing we need to do to save our lives as a merit for Klal Yisrael. And if we don't fast, we're not going to have many mitzvahs to worry about in the future. Very interesting perspective. Esther goes into Achashverosh, and there's a very interesting Gemara that says that she had Ruach HaKodesh, that she had divine inspiration when she went in. There are a number of Gemaras over here that talk about the angels helping her in this way and that way. It's interesting, the point is made that the language in the Pasuk is that Esther wore Malchus, wore royalty. It doesn't say Vatalbesh Bigdei Malchus. She wore clothing of royalty. So that seems to be where the Gemara is getting it from. She wore royalty inherently, that she had divine inspiration as she went into Achashverosh. We'll talk next time why maybe at this moment she merited divine inspiration. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.